Join me on a dialogue on sisterhood, womanhood, and all things parenting. Welcome to the Debina Banerjee Show. आज के हमारे जो गेस्ट है, she is a dynamic actress and a devoted mom. And सबसे important part ये है that she has been inspiring us all with her candid stories about body positivity, mental health, and balancing life's many roles. I'm sure, जब आप इनकी बात सुनोगे, you would definitely feel you are not alone in your journey. Get ready to be inspired by her journey of self-love and empowerment. Let's welcome Sameera Reddy.
Thank you so much for having me. But have you told them how you reached out to me?
Not to my podcast audience. Un logo ko bhi bol do ki it is completely a power of manifestation. I manifested her and it happened. And I just don't know how. मतलब आपको पता भी नहीं होना चाहिए कि हुआ कैसे. आपने वो चाहा और वो हुआ.
I saw your message and I said, you know what? I want to talk to her. And I made it happen. Like somehow.
I mean, I saw her video. I had been seeing your video and I felt, you know, the whole purpose of this podcast is for the audience to feel you are not alone. Especially जब हमें देखते हैं, जब when we see a celebrity, उन लोगों को लगता है हमारी life इतनी smooth है. When we see show our vulnerable side, तब लोगों को लगता है वो तो हमारे जैसे हैं. They feel a connect. They feel that they are not alone. तो half battle वो वहीं पे win कर जाते हैं. When I saw you, I mean the incredible courage that takes that too for a heroine to flaunt your grace, to show the marks on the face. Oh my God, how did you do it?
I think that somewhere na mujhe laga ki itne saalon se I have been under so much pressure and tremendous pressure in front of the camera. Through my whole career, I used to have one good week, one bad week. One good week, one bad week. When I say bad week, meaning lot of self confusion about my own self-confidence. Imagine, 10 saal pehle jab I had a 36, 24, 36 maha extra sexy figure, I had the worst, that atmavishwas to nahi tha, bilkul nahi tha. And it was because I was inside, I felt that I was constantly doubting myself. Imagine at that time. So I think I got tired of that. And after I got married and I actually put on weight and I actually started seeing the aging process, right? As women, we are judged continuously. And after you start aging, it gets worse and worse and worse. It's not the same with men, right? And so I felt like, I'm done. Bas ho gaya. Bas ho gaya. I said, I can't put up this facade anymore. I am actually weak and vulnerable and I'm not feeling confident and I'm just going to say it. And the minute I started saying it, that, you know, I put on weight, I'm 10 kilos heavier, I've got white hair. I'm like, you, I'm scared. I don't know what I'm doing. The kind of courage that came from the audiences, from the followers, they gave me that hosla. And I began to grow with them. It's been a 5-year journey of growth with people. It has not been me. My courage is not mine. My courage is theirs. And that's where I stand today. I stand today because people were with me. And they understood me. And I feel ki people understand me today. Wherein when I was in the top of my game, nobody knew who I was.
I want to understand. I mean, it happened eventually. But that must be one point. Ek point tha jab, it is like a leap of faith for anybody. कि मैं ये करने जा रही हूँ. इट इज़ लाइक एक्सपोजिंग योर बेयर शेल्फ. बेयर शेल्फ तो उसको किस तरीके से, व्हाट वेंट ऑन इन योर माइंड?
ओके, आई विल टेल यू, देर इज वन पॉइंट आई कैन रिमेम्बर. आई वॉज प्रेगनेंट विद माई सेकेंड चाइल्ड नायरा एंड इट वॉज अबाउट 3-4 months एंड पीपल वर टॉकिंग अबाउट सोशल मीडिया. अरे सोशल मीडिया सबसे हॉट चीज बन चुकी है, यू हैव टू डू समथिंग और कुछ बनना है और कुछ करना है और कॉन्टेंट क्रिएशन एंड ये वो. सर अच्छा ये भी है, अलग सा है, बिकॉज एज अ हीरोइन आई नेवर न्यू दैट यू कुड हैव सो मच कनेक्ट विद द ऑडियंस. इनफैक्ट वी वर टोल्ड कि थोड़ा या डायरेक्ट, वी वर ऑलवेज टोल्ड कि कीप अ लिटिल डिस्टेंस बिकॉज वो मिस्ट्री होना चाहिए, यू नो आई मीन. नाउ द मिस्ट्री हैज गॉन, नाउ दिस ऑल मिस्ट्री इज हिस्ट्री. मतलब इफ यू डू वन थिंग इट्स मैग्निफाइड 100 टाइम्स, लाइक रियलिटी टीवी.
हाँ,
I was a bit scared with that. I thought, oh my God, I said, does this exist? Ki har baat pe koi story, koi post. I didn't understand what it was. So called up one of few of my old agencies that I used to work with ki bhai you know koi representation karenge mere liye yaar samira you know actually you're just first of all physically matlab you know you put on weight and you're thoda age and you're pregnant pata nahi maybe you're not relevant anymore this is the word I heard samira let go firke they were trying to tell me that they did not want to represent me because I am not relevant or happening so then I got a little taken aback because I'm like wow this is not what I have heard all my life it's a moment your ego is hit and then I said can you elaborate more they said nahi jaise ki content creation maybe na heroines ke koi ek aise ek branding hoti hai like yummy mummy yoga mummy hot mom something like that तो आपका कहा है कि आपका ब्रांडिंग क्या है एंड आई गॉट इन टू अ कंप्लीट बैड जोन यू नो आई रिमेंबर फॉर टू वीक्स आई वॉज जस्ट थिंकिंग मैं कौन हूँ अगर मैं हीरोइन नहीं हूँ और मैं अभी माँ बन चुकी हूँ एंड आई एम गोइंग टू बिकम अ मदर फॉर द सेकेंड टाइम आई पुट ऑन वेट आई वॉज सो कन्फ्यूज आई वॉज एक्चुअली वेरी स्केर्ड माई आइडेंटिटी वॉज शेकन बिकॉज ही वॉज राइट हु आई वॉज आई एंड देन आई सेड आई एम जस्ट मी आई एम ग्रोइंग आई एम एजिंग I am not slim. I have white hair. I am tired. I am exhausted. I am petrified. It's my second child coming. I don't know what social media is. But tum logo ko main khud ke brand mein banaungi. It is a whole new angle which is real. I am not a hot mummy. I am not sexy mummy. I am just me. And that's where that josh came from. Which is if you think that I have to fit into what you think I should be, I'm not going to allow that. So you just went ahead and made. I said, "Doing thara dar hai, to white hair ki dal de, stretch mark dal do. Aaj bad mood hai, dal do. Today I'm feeling like I feel like crying, dal do. Like I'm a messy mother. I don't know. Like I remember when I was when I gave birth also, it was like I had no idea. I was making so many mistakes. I'd share my mistakes. I'd say, listen, I also make mistakes. I wake up in the morning, I look like crap. I don't know how these heroines are looking like." You know, it's like, yeah, like I
want wow, like this you know, today.
And I think that the more I began to offload my fears, the more beautiful it was where people started to talk back. And that was the turning point. The turning point is when you put somebody down, either that person can sit there and wait and say, oh my God, I'm a victim. Or you get up and say, you know what, I will create my own identity, my own reality, and I will manifest my own present. And that's what happened. Because I had to take charge.
Absolutely. Your story resonates with mine. When I came out with my IVF story, I was almost at the dead end. My back was at the wall. Matlab mujhe aisa lag raha tha, if I don't vent out my story, ek lie ka duniya bante jayega. Aur us lie mein main khud hi phasti jaungi. Isse acha, you know, breathe it out. Throw it out. So when the truth is out there, there's nothing to fear about.
And I don't know why IVF and not, you know, this the struggle to have a child, why is it frowned upon? You are a human being. You are a woman. You are actually, you know, put through so much scrutiny. First of all, when to have a child, how to look after you have a child, and how to behave, you know, like how there's so many do's and don'ts.
Don'ts.
And there you are with your story. Giving women the strength to say that it's okay to do IVF and why not?
Can you have your daughter at the age of 41?
Yeah.
Again, breaking a stereotype. What's your take on it? Matlab, did you feel ki, you know, and it was natural?
Yes. So I actually, funnily enough, I put a post recently and a lot of women asked me, Samira, did you do IVF? Did you have, did you freeze your eggs? All that. But weirdly, I did it. It was natural. I suffer from this thing called prolactinoma. Girls, please check your prolactin level. It's a very strange thing that when it these levels go high, it doesn't let you conceive. And I didn't know that. So luckily for me, it got diagnosed very early before my first. And I could have the medicine that allowed my levels to balance to allow me to get pregnant. So, but that being said, my first one was very tough. I had placenta previa. I had a lot of bleeding through the pregnancy. I was very scared. You know, I was very like, I was just lying on the bed all day with my legs up. You know, that
yeah.
But the first child, I could not move. And people would scare me even more, you know, as a first time mother, that ye hoga. And you're also scared, right?
Yeah.
I think that's why I put on like some 35 kilos.
And so I did not know about your first pregnancy. You made the complications.
What sara complications throughout the pregnancy you were bonding? Like I had spotting. So ye mat karo, travel mat karo, don't eat this, don't eat that. It was like a very, very like, and I went with it. I was very scared. And when the baby came also, I think I suffered through postpartum because I put on so much weight. I was 105 kgs. And I'll tell you something, people can be so mean about weight. I mean, people were horrifying. I would step out of the house and they see, ye Samira Reddy. Kya ho gaya, ma'am, kya? Nahi, wo nahi, are nahi hai, yaar. Aisa nahi hai, itni moti kaise ban sakti hai. Like, I used to hear the words. And anyways, when you're breastfeeding, you're emotional. Anyways, you're crying because as a woman, when you give birth, your hormones are all over the place. And I just went into a shell. And I refused to leave the house. My first year in 2015, when my son was born, I did not leave my house. I was in my four walls. My husband couldn't take me out of the door. Me, such a confident woman, just went down. And it took me a long time to get out of it. I had the strength of family, friends, everybody tell me, kuch nahi, kuch nahi, kuch nahi. And slowly I started going out. I started taking it in my stride. People said, "Arey, you've not lost your baby weight or what? Arey, ek to saal ho gaya, abhi to hona chahiye na, ma'am, kya hai ye sab weight?" I took it. And that's when the transition happened into my confidence that even with my weight, I am still me. And why is it that I have to wait to become that weight and that sexy and that body for people to love me and most important for me to love myself? You know, we all say ki wo maksad pahunchne ke baad, you know, wo bikini pehne ke baad, you know, wo reel banane ke baad aur hit hone ke baad. I always say ki yaar, getting there is fine,
but then the process is the real thing.
Yeah. And that was a game changer. The game changer was loving myself just big. And from there, if however much my weight has flown and I may have aged, that's where the I don't care what you think came. I just became another human being. And I'm so happy I went through that journey.
And the first pregnancy was at which age?
37, I gave birth to Hans.
And the second one, and 41.
Yeah, she came in my 41st year. And so I got pregnant at 40. I gave birth at 41.
So that was a smooth delivery.
So that was very interesting because everybody told me don't do it. Even the doctor was like, you know, the first one was pretty tough, Samira, placenta previa, depression, ye wo. Aapko karna hai ki nahi, it's up to you. You know, you're also touching 40. Then they give you all these hazard tests to do because they're so worried that after 40, there's something will go wrong. I can't tell you how I felt at that time, maybe because of my strength of manifestation. I said, my daughter's coming and nothing's going to stop me. And even my husband was a little taken aback. He said, are you sure? You've done so much weight last time. It took you so long. You were so upset. I said, kuch nahi hone wala hai. And I cannot tell you how smooth my second pregnancy was. I worked with it. I did, you know, I used to strap like my son in my hand and I used to just tie my waist because of the weight of the stomach. I used to do everything. I used to ghar ka kaam, go out. I said, kuch nahi hone wala hai. And that manifestation of the strength of the positivity, it changed me. And when she came out, I refused to have a nanny also. With my first child, you know how it is, no? You have a japa and you I had every assistant possible.
The second time around, you are much, much more relaxed. Yes. You are an experienced mom.
Yes.
First time, you are an excited mom.
Yeah.
But not for everybody. second time around, you are an experienced mom. You kind of know it all. And the confidence that...
Confidence was high.
Yeah. You know, it kind of broke the myth that when the 37 mein hua, wo acha hua, or 41 mein galat hua. It's the other way around. So age is just a number.
I put this post recently. And I got a couple of comments like, you know, you're actually making it okay. You're saying it's okay for women to get pregnant at 40. And I said, so what's wrong with that? No, that means women will not get married earlier and or have babies earlier. And you're propagating that. I said, well,
that's not, there's no relevance there. I said, yeah, but if this is, I feel this is the batch of women who have come into the profession to do something for them.
Exactly.
This is the first generation of women.
Yeah.
We have come out, we want to prove myself. And the prime of our work is the prime of our fertility.
This generation is suddenly understanding the strength of being a woman. Now, in there, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever it is, the biological clock is ticking. The pressure that they're going through, the amount of 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds that write into me saying that we don't know what to do because we are so happy being these independent, strong women who know what we want, but we are not on that checkbox ki shadi kiya, bachcha kiya, phir dusra bachcha kiya, and then you're trying to please a generation which is still stuck there, and then the newer generation which is going to just outdo all of us. We are actually the little bit of that in-between bunch.
Absolutely.
And I felt like today I am representing that thing for them, saying, keep strength, keep hausla, ho sakta hai, do your tests, take care of yourself, get your daily checkups, your monthly checkups with the gynec, fix your problems. These are things that you can do to make sure you have a good, like, outlook as to when you want to have a baby. I know people say this, but yes, if you want, even go and look into freezing eggs. Why not?
Absolutely.
Because there's nothing wrong with it. Why is it frowned upon? Just because you didn't do things the right way. Just because you didn't go that, achha, maine shadi kiya, aur maine ye kiya, maine yo kiya, by 30, oh, I'm a good girl. No. We are here breaking the stereotypes, and there are options, and why not take them? And you took it. And you were brave enough to talk about it. And that's why women like us today, it's important for us to talk.
When I see that everything happened properly at the age of 41, I somehow feel that half the pressure is gone.
Yeah.
Jab dimag mein itna stress hota hai, aadha cheez to hamare stress se hi hota hai. Hamari age nikal gayi, hame aur kuch nahi hone wala, hey bhagwan, bhago, bhago, bhago. I mean, the same thing again happened to me. I mean, I ran, from pillar to post for 7 years, got my IVF done, and the second baby happened naturally. So, and that is the strangest thing. When you do not have this pressure in your mind, jo society pile on karta hai ki aapka age 40 touch karne wala means you are gone. Ek to matlab mujhe ek director ne muh pe bola. Aajkal to log bachcho ki periods aate hai 8-9 saal mein, aur by 35 to un log ka menopause ho jata hai or not. And maybe he knew that I was above 35. Wo ye bhashan mujhe sunane ki wali koi baat hi nahi thi. मुझे एकदम से सुन के ना मैं एकदम जोन्ड आउट ही हो गई. और मैं घर पे आई, मैं किसी को बोल भी नहीं पा रही हूँ ऐसी बात. दिमाग में घूम रहा है वो बात. तो कहीं ना कहीं हम सोसाइटी इज ऑलवेज लाइक यू नो स्लैपिंग ऑन द रॉन्ग नर्व विद द मेडिसिन.
लाइक व्हाट डू यू नो अबाउट मेनोपॉज एंड पीरियड.
Yeah, today everybody knows how to hurt you.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody is a troll out.
And I don't understand one thing though. Why are we so scared about saying our age out loud? I don't understand it. So sometimes when I say, you know, I'm 45, people are, wow, she's saying it, she's so brave. Arey, I'm not brave. I'm 45. What's the big deal? It's like asking people, say, you're so rude. What's so rude in it? Why are we engaging and enabling people to say ki talking about you aging is scary? It's not. In fact, if you embody it, accept it, you know, it's important. Secondly, I feel that this constant thing of, wow, you're looking so young, yeah, what did you do? Oh, you've lost so much weight, yeah, what are you doing? You're looking so good. You're looking good because you lost weight. This kind of complimenting for me is a problem in society. Because why are you then equating, you are subconsciously telling that person, oh, wow, you've lost weight, or you're looking younger and fresher, so you're looking good. Now, if that person puts on a little more weight, or ages one over here, or suddenly face, maybe hormones hit and you get pimples. Subconscious ko already humne ek kiya tha, humne ek baat, we have instilled in them that you're only looking good because you lost weight. So when you put on weight, that person is going to subconsciously feel bad. These are all things that we need to change for each
other. Apne man mein ek sundarta ka ek definition bana liya hai.
Yes.
Patli, gori, flawless skin. Yes. Matlab humare poems mein bhi hai. Chubby cheeks, dimple chin, rosy lip, teeth within, curly hair, very fair, eyes are blue. I mean, it's there right from the beginning, from nursery.
नहीं है, तो हमें वही से निकाल देना पड़ेगा. तो मुझे मुझे लग रहा है दैट इज डेफिनेटली चेंजिंग. इट्स चेंजिंग नाउ. आई कैन सी इट बिकॉज आई हैव अ सन एंड अ डॉटर एंड एज अ मदर आई एम चेंजिंग इट फॉर देम. सो इफ यू एंड मी एज पेरेंट्स चेंज इट फॉर आर चिल्ड्रन देन देयर जनरेशन विल हैव इट ईजियर. आवर जनरेशन इज नॉट गोइंग टू हैव इट ईजियर बिकॉज आवर पेरेंट्स डोंट नो बेटर. माई डैड स्टिल टूडे, टिल टूडे माई ओन डैड वेन आई टैन अ बिट न कुछ बेसन लगाऊ मुँह पे. नाउ इट्स नॉट हिज फॉल्ट. माई डैड इज मच ओल्डर एंड ही डजंट नो बेटर बिकॉज ही इज जस्ट यूज टू, ही वॉन्ट्स टू नॉट सी मी टैन एंड आई लव टैनिंग. मतलब आई लव बींग डस्की. इनफैक्ट आई पुट मोर ब्रॉन्जर एंड मोर गोल्ड ऑन माई फेस. इनफैक्ट मेरी जो आई डिड अ फिल्म कॉल्ड मैंने दिल तुझको दिया, माई फर्स्ट फिल्म विद सोहेल खान बीन, एंड आई रिमेंबर दैट दे मेड मी स्लाइटली वाइट, मतलब ग्रेश वाइट, एंड इट वॉज नॉट माई कलर. And because of that, you had to put makeup on the hands, makeup on the chest, makeup on the legs because you had to match the color.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting to keep up with that. And by the third film, I said, yaar, ye mera skin type nahi hai, skin color nahi hai. I'm dusky. I want to stay dusky. And I just broke it, you know, with this film called Musafir. Then later on, it became fashionable. And then I was one of the big game changers because everyone was made to super pad their bust, okay, and to super lighten their skin, and then to wear those colored lenses, and then to have mass straight hair. Now just imagine, we all are looking the same. There was a time where all the actresses were looking the same. But you still hold on to your identity. You still looked different from the rest. And I mean, I'll come back to that journey of yours a little later because I feel that's also awe-inspiring. I'll come to a little brighter part, which is your relationship with your sasuma, which is, I think is amazing. So it's a dream relationship that you are showing. So I want to know that, I mean, how did you establish that?
So my mother-in-law is single. She's a divorcee. And when I met her, she was actually very quiet and she had a bubbly side, but, you know, very reserved. I think somewhere in her head, you know, she didn't want to really go out there. She was not very flamboyant. Imagine my mother-in-law, not flamboyant. And then this relationship came about when during COVID, my husband refused to make reels with me because ye sab pagalpan hai. He said, ye nachdana mujhe nahi karna hai. I said, really? I said, tu manjri? I said, come. I said, do one reel with me. No, 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 I don't want to do it. I said,
kuch nahi hone wala.
And we did it. That reel went viral. And suddenly she said, oh, no. It's working. Wow. People like it. And we said, haan, ek aur kar le. Chal, ek aur kar lete. Chal, ek aur kar lete. And I think that in that way, it just pushed itself into this beautiful relationship that we have. It's a very open relationship. And I swear, I don't know if many people can have what we have because we're very honest with each other. She'll come and tell me, you know, you did that. I didn't like it. You know, I think that I would like it if you didn't do that again. I'm really sorry. Thank you for communicating, okay? We'll change that. Maybe I could have handled it better. I do not go and bitch to my husband. In fact, my husband doesn't know what to do because now me and her have become like one sonnet. You know? So, you know how usually you go behind someone's back and say, I can't handle what she's doing. I'll go on her face only and tell her, I can't handle what you're doing. And we both talk it out because we know that if we don't have each other's backs in our own home, if women do not support each other, you know this women supporting women hashtag, Arik, do it actually.
In the house.
In the house. You're going and doing it for friends, you're going and doing it for influencers, you're doing it for collabs. Do it in your own home. Lift the women in your own home. And that for me was my mother-in-law. I had to make her shine. And now she's a full diva, matlab shining star. And of course, like any other dilmil, we do have a little bit of choo-choo that goes on. But overall, we have each other's backs. So what you see is actually real. If it was not real, we wouldn't have been able to pull it till here.
Absolutely. And it looks so good. It is like breaking the stereotype of a saas bahu relation. Bolte ek lagta hai, matlab peet peet karke khade hai. And the way you you talk about her is also manjri. Come, let's have this. It's not that come, mummy. You know, like a sasuma space mein aapne nahi rakha.
But she is very traditional.
Huh.
And every, for example, Diwali or any of these, like the New Year's or the, you know, like all these different traditional festivals, I'm not very good at it.
I admit it. And she is pakka over there. She's like, oh, then she forces me to dress up in one sari. She'll get the diya. She'll do the thing and the that and all. So she's actually weirdly, she's very traditional. And then she switched to this crazy side with me and she switches back to traditional. So I have to adhere to all those things.
It's like the yin yang. You have just fitted in very well. One person handles this side of it. And the other person
never interferes in my kitchen. She lives with me, but she doesn't enter my kitchen. She'll come and tell me, do you think we should do this? Do you think we should make this? Yeah, and I will go. So there is one line of authority with the kitchen, which is the very important part of the house, as you know.
Absolutely. Or ek daira bana hua hai. This space is yours, this space is mine, and respecting each other's space, which is a beautiful thing. Now, coming to your husband's space, I heard somewhere that when initial days of the relationship, when you were dressed in a Falguni and Shin peacock sari, he refused to enter into a restaurant with you. How did you, I mean, you know, for a heroine, for anybody, you know, to think that, you know, aap relationship mein hote ho, lekin jab jis pattern mein aapki zindagi ja rahi hai, usse alag karna chahte, to aap bahut rebellious ho jate ho, aur, you know, you feel that he is trying to change me. This is not me. This is me. So he has to accept the way I am. Ye bahut ladkiyon mein hai, which is like the very feminism kind of thing. You can't change me. You have to accept the way I am. But eventually you have changed. You have it's a different you altogether. So what? How did this whole shift happen? I mean, how did you handle this?
So I have a lot to thank Akshay for, because what he understood is that he knew that I was somewhere not very happy projecting this perfect figure. He saw that I would starve, I would yo-yo in my weight, then I'd work out like crazy, then I would start dieting very heavily. And he loved me so much that he said, it's paining. He said one day, you see, it's hurting me to say, you're desperately trying to keep up with what people want of you. You're so scared ki Bombay Times mein kya likhne wale hai. Ya koi wo jo, that time they were doing all these fashion ka, you know, like these, they used to dissect what you used to wear. And they were pretty mean about it. So I used to be under a lot of pressure all the time. And what he said is, you know, babe, I actually, like, I love you enough to tell you that what you're doing is not sustainable. You can't keep it up. So I remember when I walked into that sari, I had gone for Filmfare Awards. And I came looking like one tufan, you know. I was like, oh, sir, I walked into Olive Bandra. And I thought he'll say, wow. And he just sat there and said, I can't even see Samira. Itna sara makeup hai. Itna sara jewelry. Itna sara. I want Samira. I cannot talk to you like this. Everybody's staring. I want you. And I understood what he meant. And it took me a while. My ego was hit. I was like, oh my God. I mean, this that should be impressing my man is actually. But I realized below, his intention was very clean. He just wanted me to bridge the gap between real and unreal. And I wasn't able to bridge that gap. And I know he's one of the biggest reasons I managed to make this transition. Otherwise, if I went with a guy who would say, wow, and you look so good in that sari. And then the day I actually start putting on weight or aging, he'd be like, where's that girl? Because that's what he's into. So Akshay unraveled that. So I went with it. And I didn't do it overnight. Slowly, 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 I understood that this is this Samira and this is this Samira here. So that transition into a mother as a wife, I could balance both. So that's why today on Instagram, I could show you my face with full pimples early in the morning looking like crap. And then after, by afternoon, I could be like this. And the switch happens because at least I could do it. Now, many actresses are not allowed that. They usually want to keep up with it. They're so scared that if somebody sees them on a plane and says, yeah, aise hi dikhte ho, main aise hi dikhte ho, tera problem kya hai? See, so many people, they themselves, you know, hiding behind a makeup.
But it's tiring. It is so tiring.
Exhausting to put a face up. And one of the most liberating, I'm saying this, I'm breathing when I'm saying this. And I want people to understand that this breath work of when you just really enjoy your journey. And not many girls and boys and people that are not enjoying their journey. They are so caught up, you know. They're so, it's so much anxiety. When I see also about stress and all these, you know, lot of young children talking about stress, teenagers talking about stress, it's because you're creating that stress. If somebody thinks of you a certain way, it's their opinion. Tumhi rakh lo bhai, mujhe nahi chahiye. If you are saying, "Arey, wo Samira Reddy kaha gayi, wo hai na, wah, tum aaj jaake dekho agar wo hai nahi, wah, yaan nahi hai." So a lot of people, when I joined Instagram, so many people came and they said, "Arey, ye sexy Samira kaha hai? Nahi hai abhi. There's a new version. Do you want it?" They would leave. So in fact, when I touched my first million, I said, "I want to thank you to all the 500,000 that ran away. Because I want the good crowd. I want the nice crowd. I want people to be a supportive, nice energy. I'm not interested in numbers, but bad numbers."
But then the crowd that you have, they love you.
I love them.
And I think it's a community now.
Yes.
That was just a hero worship, and this is a community. Matlab sab ek dusre ke liye khade hain. And I think you are an inspiration to so many millions of women who are at home and who feel that they were beautiful before, you know, delivering their baby, and now they cannot find themselves anymore. So if a heroine can, you know, accept the way she is now, you so can you. And, you know, it is not in the looks. It's the way we look at ourselves. Kyunki it is, at the end of the day, it's in our head. If you walk into a room and you're conscious, say, about your stretch marks. Yeah, suppose you're conscious about your pimple. I always say this, if you walk into a room and you say, "Yeah, you know, I have a pimple today," people will look at your pimple. They will look at your stretch marks. But if you walk in and you're so confident, trust me, they're going to look into your eye and they're not even going to look at that pimple. They are feeding off your energy. How you carry yourselves. You have the reins in your hand. The problem with this, we are giving the reins to everybody else. The power is yours. You just have to grab it. And today, that's all I've done. I teach people to grab their power. Because whether I'm today, I'm 45, tomorrow I'll be 50, then I'll be 55. I mean, before you know it, you have one life. If you're not going to enjoy it, who will? And for somebody else.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it.
Absolutely. Now, coming back to one more beautiful aspect of yours that you have spoken out on social media is, you know, the postpartum depression. And I want to know, I mean, it's different for different people. How was yours? I mean, how do you recognize that I am, it's not normal?
So I'll tell you one thing that really upset me was I kept feeling it, especially when I was breastfeeding, and I kept going to the bathroom and crying. And I felt ki I have to be happy. Then why is this happening to me? I should be happy. I've given birth to a baby. And that was driving me crazy as to why I'm getting these bouts of tears, of feeling blue, of feeling bad, of hating my body. Then I felt like I had no identity. Like I was confused because I was like, I've gone from this successful, strong woman to just sitting at home breastfeeding and scared. So I think the confusion with me became one dichotomy of my mind where I was confused with who I was. And I remember going to the gynec and saying, something's wrong. I'm feeling very blue. Kuch nahi hai.
Well, the gynec said like,
yeah. I felt bad because I kept saying, why am I feeling so bad about myself? Arey, kuch nahi hota hai, hota hai, hota hai. And that's what I remember, that my own doctor told me, hota hai, hota hai, hota hai. Arey, hota hai kya? I was driving myself crazy. I was detaching from my husband. I wasn't letting him physically touch me because I started feeling like I am not deserving of love. All these thoughts started cropping in my mind, not being able to talk to anybody, then feeling confused about it. That's when I knew something was wrong. But at least I went with it for about 6 months before really. And slowly I spoke to my sister-in-law, I spoke to my sister. Then I started reading about it. I said, yeah, something like this exists. Why aren't we talking about it? Why are people not aware of it? Because in my second pregnancy, when I started feeling blue, I immediately knew how to lift myself out. Because the awareness, the education. And that's why I say when our girls are getting married, we are saying, oh, Sabyasachi se lehenga liya. Arey, ye kiya, wo kiya. What's your bachelorette? Ha, ha, ha. What's your makeup? Oh, puja booty. Arey, forget about that. Let's talk difficult language. How financially stable are you? Are you going to depend on your husband? Do you really know who you are before you go there and just throw yourself into in-laws that you're dying to please? Do you know what bringing up a child is? Are you going to have equal value with that husband and that family in what your child is going to be?
are you going to handle, like, is your husband going to be equal in terms of bringing up the child? Is he going to change diapers? Is that who you want? We are buying into what is sold. We are not, as women, understanding what we want. And that's the most important education I want to give Naira. Not to turn her into a feminist, but to explain to her that these are the realities, and it's not demeaning marriage and the beauty of it. It's saying don't go eyes closed. If I don't know about a certain bike, I would not know that bike exists. So mere man mein design nahi hoga. With the society having women like you, people will know what is having a desire to be independent, what is a desire to live the life the way we want is. So, logon ke dimag mein wo desire jagega. So, ye benchmark honi zaruri hai. और इसीलिए ऐसे प्लेटफॉर्म में लोगों तक पहुंचाना जरूरी है क्योंकि आई एम श्योर कि मेरे पास भी अगर मेल्स आते हैं आपके पास भी आते होंगे वेयर पीपल आर राइटिंग दैट दे आर क्लूलेस एज टू व्हाट दे वांट दे हेट देयर लाइफ दे आर नॉट फाइंडिंग एन अटैचमेंट विद द चिल्ड्रन एंड आई एम श्योर अगर दिमाग में डिजायर आ जाए वो दे विल मैनिफेस्ट समथिंग
एंड नॉट ओनली दैट आई ऑलवेज से दिस ब्लैक व्हाइट एंड दिस ग्रे एंड आई सी लॉट ऑफ पीपल जस्ट लिविंग इन द ग्रे. They're just in a lull. They're going every day saying, kuch nahi hone mein kal dekhenge. Women are the most instinctive creatures. We know when something's right. We know when the man is cheating. We know when we're putting you on weight. We know when we have to change something within ourselves. But we are not listening. We are not listening. We are in that dull gray area where we just don't want to have the strength to break. I'm telling you, break it. Break it today. Because if you break it and you stand up, you will get answers. It is the most empowering thing I can say to any woman out there. Your instinct is undervalued. You are not listening. You know why I should need that crosser. But you'll still eat it.
That's the problem. Very true. Coming to eating the crosser, I'm going back now to where you started. You have two sisters who are like the society ke rules ke hisab se, they are very pretty and slim, and you were not like that. So, I mean, and then eventually you turned out to be beautiful. That also I will say, I mean, you were dusky and tall and slim. That journey, it is not a cup of tea. Matlab, you sab log nahi kar pate hain.
No.
So that journey is also so inspiring.
So nobody knows this, but my biggest thing in life has been stammering. I am a chronic stammerer. And that is why
I hope can say that.
You haven't, like, it's something that comes when I'm very nervous. I still take pauses. You will not know when I'm changing my words. And it's something that I've worked very hard on in my life. So in my teens, I used to have these two very strong sisters, very famous. And I used to be, when I see my classmates, they still come and tell me, "Are yaar, Sameera, we too remember you. You couldn't even say Sameera. And from there, I've come here. So I was told that if you want to get over this problem of speaking in front of people, you have to keep pushing yourself in front of them. And that's how the journey began. I got into films to get over my fear of stammering. And that's how it started. I started to go for auditions because I used to sweat and I used to faint and I used to have panic attacks and all that. But you push hard enough, and you can overcome it. And today I'm like, I speak a lot on stammering. I have friends who stammer. I work with them. I help them. They help me. And that's why I don't know languages. Because I didn't pick up languages because I was so busy just freaking out with English.
Overcome. Yeah.
So when I've done so many movies, I've done Bengali, I've done Tamil, Telugu, I've done Kannada, Malayalam. All was to test myself, was to keep pushing myself. See, aur kitna kar sakte, aur kitna kar sakte. And still I stammered in my first 6-7 years of shoots. Everybody around me knew Sameera was having a moment. Because I had to excuse myself, I had to go to the corner, breathe. Then the words used to come out. Then the director knew ki Arike Sameera is having an issue. And I'd come back. Then I'd again go for it. So this was actually my teenage years. It was all about ki main ye kaise karke nikal do. Ya how do I solve it or work with it.
So it is like pushing your limit. If you push yourself,
yeah,
it is possible.
It is possible.
And I still have moments. And my son says, Mama, stammering. Because when I inside, if something shakes and I can't, then I have to take a moment and recenter. Then I don't talk. Then I go completely quiet. And then I have to come back. And, you know, everybody in my house knows that I have the issue. And they come back. And, you know, my son always in the beginning, he came so sweetly. And he said, Mama, and you stammer. And I also stammer because your blood is in my blood.
He's like, I said, no, Hans. Thanks.
Oh, for worrying about me.
Oh, but...
But I said, nahi bacha, aisa nahi hota hai, you know. So it's something that I've really worked on. And that is one of the biggest reasons I got into acting. Stammering, so I mean, I think isse badi baat aur kuch ho hi nahi sakte. This is something from within.
And
that also, the way you lost your weight.
For me, weight loss was nothing. It was stammering all the way.
If I could just talk nicely like everybody else as a child, that's all I wanted. You know, I couldn't say present, ma'am, in class. I used to win that... My turn used to come now that papa, 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 papa used to go like this. And so weight and all was secondary. It was how can I have a conversation with people and have them be okay with the fact that I lose a word here and there. But for a teenager to cross that journey, I think it takes a lot of mental strength. I did not even know about the stammering.
But there's so many people who stammer. Hrithik Roshan stammers. There are so many stammerers. I think I have personally. But I have seen people who, while talking, they stammer. But acting karte time ya gana gaate time stammering chala jata hai.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So, but you have to change completely. Yeah, because normal talking ke time pe bhi you don't know stammer, and that has been years. You have worked yourself, pushed yourself.
Yes, exactly.
To push karne se insan sab kuch kar lete. You know, you are in the edge.
Yeah.
Stop kar lete.
It is possible.
And my God, we have spoken so much, but I also wanted to say that you've done Bengali films. Bengali is my language. Now, a Bengali speaking to a South Indian, both have very poor Hindi. We have found a common language which is called English. Mujhe bhi aisa lagta hai ki kabhi kabhi mera aata-aati mein thoda sa gadbad ho jata hai, and people find it funny. But I don't find it wrong, so I don't find it funny. So even if you speak any kind of Hindi, mujhe sab acha hi lagta.
I'm attempting. But my Bengali came very nicely. I can't tell you how comfortable I was with that language. And when I did the film with Putoda, I was very like shocked as to how beautiful and meetha the language is. Like Bengali is really so gorgeous as a language. And I really enjoyed making that movie. And it went to
the National Award.
It went on a world stage. And we won a national award. And it had Mithun Da, Rahul Bose, and it was fabulous. Kalpurush, it was one of the most beautiful films I've done.
Absolutely. This is a critically acclaimed film, Kalpurush. So from critical acclaimed films to, you know, ekdam item number to now a film body, which one do you find it nice in both ways? I mean, ek hai ki comfortable, obviously this is your life, but wo life kaisa tha aur ye life kaisa hai?
Look, I love all those hot numbers because I made tons of money off it. Okay? And we all enjoy making money. But the real love was in the pure acting. And I think what really I love today the most is, I know this sounds ridiculous, but I love making reels.
I mean, I enjoy it. I do such nonsense.
I shoot them myself. I edit myself. And this is the empowering bit. When I was an actress, I had entourage, you know. I mean, aaj bhi hai. Acha. But I'm saying, like, you have Squad Boy, you have like a makeup, hair, drama, PR. What's amazing about social media is today I'm a one like woman army with a team, like my manager who's incredible by my side. And by the way, she was with me when nobody else was with me. When all those agencies said no, she came by my side.
So a thing that you would want to say to the so many mom influencers, because I think it's a great scope for all the mommies to sit back at home and create their own content and, you know, feel good about, feel worthy of being there and, like, you know, sit at home doing nothing, but you're still amidst the chaos, you're creating content.
Yeah, it is definitely, all I'm going to say is that content can really consume you also, and you can also feel, it's like a dopamine attack. You know, you feel good when your reel does well, you feel crap and nobody looks at it. This for me is the only issue I think that is there in social media, which I feel bad about. I'm one of those people, I don't care. If it does, well, great. If it doesn't, I am still having a party. And I think that's where I want to tell all the mommy influencers that if you're really trying to make content and you're putting it out there, do it in a way where it won't affect your mental health. Because that for me is an issue. Other than that, if you're doing it systematically, you're understanding the algorithm, you are understanding the trends, you are working hard to understand which way it's moving because it changes every day. Look at it in a business point of view. You are not the account. Today, I am not Messy Mama. If you like or hate her, I can't help you there. I'm doing what I do. But you can't become that in a way where if again, you're not loved, you'll feel bad about yourself. You have to slightly distance yourself from your social media to a certain extent. So that's what I'm telling all mommy influencers or all influencers. Otherwise, you'll wake up one day and if you don't have followers, you'll be like, again, crisis, who am I? True. But with mommy influencers comes the babies. So how much do you think that mommies can involve their babies? Because there's a lot of questioning that happens that you are exposing your babies too much. And, you know, I mean, now that your son is 8 years old.
Yeah, he's 9.
Yeah. And your daughter is?
My daughter's turning 5.
5?
Yeah.
So they have had their baby moment. So Naira has not been in any ads with me for the last 2 years.
Okay.
I've kept her far away from it. She gets mad offers. Now, the reason I've done it is when she was still an age where she really didn't know and I was candidly shooting, I was okay with it. The minute she understood what the camera was, I kept her away from it. I knew that switch. And even with Hans, I did the same. Hans is... I gave him a little bit of a break in between. Nobody realized it because of the way I maneuver. So there was a time where Hans did a lot of ads and he didn't do anything because I candidly shoot.
Mm.
And if the brand comes to me and I say in every contract, if my children are in it and if they don't feel like shooting that day, take your money back. I don't care. I don't want it. Now I'm in a position to do that. It's my prerogative. I don't know other mothers and how they are. I can't speak for them. But as for me, the health, the mental health of my children are very important to me. So how I manage them is that I candidly, I'm with them. If there's a moment, I laugh. If there's a fun thing, I put it up. But there's never a real intention to go out there and make a read with them. If it comes naturally, great. And now for the last 2 years, they have been less and less on the gram. But I'll bring my son back now. Because now my son knows how to edit and direct.
Oh, how wonderful.
He can actually get on an app. He can take my footage and he cuts it and put captions and all. Like, he's that good at it. Because he's understood the beauty of making the content, not just feeling good about being in front of it. Secondly, they don't have access to any Instagram. They do not watch the app. They only see what I shoot and make and little bit how I create it and cut it. But I've still not exposed my son to going onto Instagram and seeing how many numbers are there. He doesn't know how many followers I have. But he loves it. So that's how I balance it out.
But with this one woman army that you are running at home, don't you think your kids are more aware of what is not just how beautiful it looks on the social media, but also the behind part of it?
Yes.
So they are more aware technically ki aise hota, matlab ye shooting hai. Rather than somebody suddenly, oh my God, I'm a star.
Yeah.
So you know, you are in the creating part of it. Matlab, because your son is 9, I'm trying to understand that.
He understands creation because I direct and I edit. So when you see these funny reels with my mother-in-law, we don't have somebody standing behind. We have a stand. And then after I finish shooting it, I'll sit there. And then he'd come and say, Mama, let's edit the video. Like, you know, it's almost like Mama chocolate video. And I'm like, fat, 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 fat. And I show him how it moves, how to cut, how to put the music. So he's very fascinated. So now he wants to produce and direct at 9. So it's interesting that I have not just shown him the front, which is, oh, Instagram pe dekh kitne log dekh rahe. He doesn't even know that. He is about me and my mind and my thought processes. And I'm maneuvering it in a different way. So it's a beautiful thing that you already have a backup team that is happening. And you never know, that just might shine. And today, children are so smart with apps and everything. So you just maybe have to direct it in a certain way. Like, so even with screen time, I try to make it more about something that is creating something. Like he learns coding. And I started him at coding at 8. So more than showing him mindless kind of Netflix or like some kind of video games, I taught him to make the video games. So he knows how to code basic video games now. So instead of just saying screen time mat karo, it's like, how to, if you have screen time, let's do Khan Academy. let's do, and then little bit TV or video games. So it balances out. So moderation is the key.
Moderation.
You cannot keep them out completely, because then they even feel ki my friends are doing it, why am I not doing it?
Very, very true.
But I still somehow feel that, you know, when you have an actor mother or an actor father, I mean, you are born by seeing the hard work very closely.
Yeah.
The way we, you know, work on ourselves, the kind of food choices that we make and everything. I mean, treating our shari like a mandir. So, wo un logo ke liye ekdam basic se ek alag wali schooling ho jati hai.
Absolutely.
So, that's a very good thing, I feel. But it was amazing talking to you. It was like a schooling for all the mothers out there. कि किस तरीके से वो लोग कर सकते अपने बच्चों को भी इतना मतलब रख सकते क्योंकि मम्मी उन लोग बोलते हैं तो स्क्रीन से हम अलग नहीं रख सकते एंड ऑल हाउ यू वुड डू इट बट यू नो मॉडरेशन इज द की जो मुझे भी सुन के अच्छा लगा क्योंकि आई गिव माय किड्स स्क्रीन टाइम आई एम नॉट वन ऑफ दोज़ मदर्स दे आल्सो आई आल्सो गिव देम दे से शुगर आल्सो दिस थिंग अबाउट शुगर आई गिव देम वन लॉलीपॉप हियर एंड देयर एंड देन आई आल्सो बैलेंस इट आउट विद गिविंग वेरी हेल्दी फूड आई एम नॉट अबाउट सब खींच के रखो Because if you do that, then they will suddenly, they will want it all.
Haan.
Matlab, jis din exposure hoga, Haan. Din will be overwhelming ho jayega.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once we, before we finish, I'll do some fun thing because okay. It was very heavy. Thode fun questions poochti hu. Share a mom fail moment that you can now laugh about.
Mom fail? both babies rolled off the bed.
Okay,
you would think that I remember it was like when Hans was, he was swaddled and he rolled and he fell.
I said,
swaddled, maybe rolled and...
Matlab, it was
about to manage that. Luckily, there was a bed down because my maid was sleeping down. And I remember the kyaal na would. Kattu with Naira also had happened. So I really, and I remember calling up my my doctor 2 in the morning, what am I doing again? He was like, calm down, they're fine, nothing happened. Both time there was a divan. But still,
that's the parenting hack or trick that you swear by.
I think the one parenting hack I do is I make it look like it's their idea. So, ghum firke na, if my son wants something, then ghum firke, I'll be like, if I want him to do something, I will plant it in his head little by little and then he'll only come and do it. So it is about really, it's horrible, but a little bit manipulation is required.
Mommies, are you watching it? Okay, so the weirdest pregnancy craving that you've had.
Oh God, I wanted jackfruit.
Hey, wow, I love it. Anyways,
jackfruit ice cream, jackfruit, raw jackfruit bhaji, jackfruit. It was ridiculous. My husband can't look at jackfruit now. He's like, I am done with jackfruit.
Okay, the funniest piece of advice your child has ever given you.
Oh God, I think everybody in the house loves him. Relax, mama. It's going to be done. This is, I don't know who they're copying, but everybody has this relax. And when the relax comes now, I'm for to smack all of them. You're just like, what? So there's no piece of advice. They're always like, calm down. Like, it'll happen, you know.
Best piece of advice you've received about motherhood?
Wow. Trust your own instinct. Because every child is different and every journey is different. I am telling you, whether, and especially to do with breastfeeding, everybody totally gives you 100,000 yarns, but you do your own thing.
And the last, a favorite way to bond with your baby.
So for me, music was a very big part of both their initial years. But dancing, the amount I have danced with my children during COVID is incredible. Dancing has been one of the most amazing connects I've had with my kids. Though my son doesn't think I'm a cool dancer. And I need to show him my movies when he grows up and be like, yes, look at mama now, don't
encourage
me.
He already has it in his genes.
Yeah.
So don't worry.
He thinks I can't dance.
So thank you so much, Sameera. I mean, I wanted to say something in the end, but I totally got carried away with your story. So usi baat pe main aaj ka podcast finish kar rahi hu, and I have something that you can plant in your Goa house.
Oh, how lovely. I love it. This is even better than a Karan Johar hamper. Thank you. I really like this. This means a lot. It's got plants and it has a money plant for good luck.
And thank you so much for being here.
Pleasure chatting with you all. And I hope that somewhere you know, the viewers, followers will really enjoy the conversation, and we help people. And that's what we're here for. At the end of the day, if we can even get one person out there to feel good about themselves, it's a job well done.
The Debina Banerjee Show, brought to you by Pegboard.